back here on a Friday. Good morning, my friends. 50 degrees right now, mostly sunny. Coming to you from my radio head here. Thank you very much for waking up with us each and every morning. I do appreciate that. I say it a lot, and I mean it. And Friday rolls on here. We're talking with CHI, St. Francis President, Terry Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to see your smiling face,
oh,
as always.
It's good to be here.
And we're gonna kind of jump around. We're gonna talk about a lot of things today,
yeah,
because you got a lot of things going on and a lot of moving parts.
Absolutely.
What where are we gonna start?
You know, I just want to remind everybody that on the 28th of this month, from 3 to 7, we do have those walk-in mammos that we're doing, and
yes,
and for cancer awareness, mm-hmm, they're gonna have some cookies, have some treats. There's gonna be prizes, individual prizes or gifts that you can take home. And then also door prize. So pretty excited. All you have to do is have your insurance card and your ID.
And that's a great preventative.
Oh,
I mean,
very
it really
much.
Is. So.
And we talked about it a little bit last week. Even, you know, men even end up with some breast cancer. And mm-hmm, so, yeah, it's. I didn't come with any statistics because I got like a little bit of alphabetic soup that we can go through today.
Okay, yeah.
So then the other thing I wanted to visit with is just to thank everybody in the community that supported the Rotary Club in our Rotary Blood Drive.
Their blood screening,
was,
yes.
Yeah, down a little bit from the year before, but I think it had to do with harvest. So we've seen that dip. We usually see like 250, maybe 300. We were at 219.
Okay.
But the statistics, which was interesting with that, Bill, is that we did 1,321 diagnostic tests.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, so the lab was really working.
I bet.
Yeah, so, you know, so that was good.
And that's everything. That's the
that's
full panel.
The full
so
panel.
I bet they
yeah
were working.
And, you know, and if you come in, there's some extra lab work that you needed that the team seen to it that you got that done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next Rotary Blood Drive is the 26th. And then shout out to St. Francis Foundation. They raised money for the food pantry, which they're, I don't know if the check has been written, you know, the big white check that you stand behind.
Sure.
There's a date. I don't know when it is on the calendar, but that was
$5,000. Wow,
and
fantastic.
Then along, you know, the food, before I left on a short vacation or a leadership retreat, we were at 4,000 pounds that we donated. So, and it's gone up because Rick's out there every Tuesday, Thursday.
And that's from your garden.
From our garden.
Holy
yeah
smokes.
I know. So pretty impressive. And, you know, and somewhere down along the line, Bill, we really want to grow that as a volunteer service. We have grant money, but when that grant money runs out, it's going to be hard to mm-hmm maintain that farm.
Sure.
So, listening audience, if you've got a green thumb and you just want to, you know, maybe pull a few weeds for frustration, you know, hey, what the heck? I got plant therapy for you.
Oh, perfect. I love that. I love that.
Right.
We can talk a lot more about that, too.
Absolutely.
As we get moving here.
Talk about, like, horticulture, or what do you call it?
Horticulture, yes.
Horticulture club, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, maybe we can make some apple pies or something.
I
but
like
we
that
got and speaking of that, we had a water issue. You know, we had a lovely family that donated apple trees, and we just can't pull that water away. So we've got a team out there now we hired, and they're doing the ditching. So the footings came out, we did some ditching, and we're just kind of carrying that all the way through. So it'll even be better.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Like
okay
I say, a lot of moving parts absolutely going out there. Hey, talk a little bit about, you know, we've been discussing radiology.
Oh, okay.
And where you're going with that out there. And you're going in a lot of positive
oh
directions.
Man.
Tell
you
us
know
about this.
So radiologists are ones that read your films. And we did have Dr. Light. He was a wonderful Sanford provider that was in our facility who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to find. And so we did put an ad out there. And I've talked before about Dr. Van Kurt coming to the, not coming to the facility, but he's going to do our reads remotely, but he's going to be our reads. Right now we have a large independent company that reads it. And they can do it after hours or whenever we need them. And those are our stat. It's usually like when the radiologist is off duty. So,
yeah,
you know, after 5 o'clock weekends and holidays. And we can get them done stat. And then our other reads were done through one of the facilities in Fargo. And the turnaround time, because they're so busy, they are super busy, they're covering other small hospitals, could take up to a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's just the nature of
that's how
the,
it goes.
That's
yeah
how it goes. So the opportunity of having our own radiologist, even though he's remote, he can read them within 24 to 48 hours, and even our stat during the work days. Okay, so another big component is we don't have anybody in-house that can do pain management, that can do, you had a stroke, do a swallow eval where you swallow the the solution that, you know, does the x-rays as it goes through, and then drainage or diagnostic breast testing and all that stuff. And we're right now visiting, he's already accepted, a provider that will be coming to our facility up to 3 days a week.
Nice.
To do that. So it's, the team's got a little bit of work ahead of them. We're upgrading our CAT scan that can do fluoroscopy. We're looking at our fluoral room. I've got the team heading out to Park Rapids to watch that whole process so that we can be as smooth and oiled and ready when this happens. So
nice transition, smooth transition. Yeah.
So we're really excited. It's never quiet out there.
Never quiet. No. It's got to be exciting for you, too, seeing all this forward movement.
Is. Absolutely. You know, and I was just visiting with Annette from lab, and we were going through some numbers, and you know, I said, you know, I would really like to hear from the community. We do our needs assessment.
That's right.
You know, but I want to know what takes you out of the community that maybe we could look at, you know, because it's really about serving the community.
Yeah.
It's making it convenient. And so if anybody's got anything out there, you know, just let me know. And
constructive input, yeah, you know, nothing better.
Yeah, we talked about the bariatric chamber. You know, a kid has a football injury, has a concussion. They use that for that. Or if you're diabetic and you have wounds, it's oxygen therapy. It helps for that. And, you know, sky's the limit. It's and we've got the space.
So if people want to comment, and they do have comments, or they
Absolutely.
Have ideas, or they...
Mm-hmm.
How do they get the ball rolling on that?
So all they have to do is just reach out to myself, okay. or they can go on our website and send me an email. But my number, I can tell you, is 218-643-0400.
All right. Yeah. Easy to remember.
I know. Perfect.
What a great conversation. Always great information on this segment, too. So next week, what are we looking at next week? What are you going to bring us?
You know, I don't know. I just whatever the week entails.
Yeah.
You know, sometime, Bill, we're going to have to visit with you and your accomplishments.
No. I always try to deflect and walk away from that. Yeah.
I don't know, Bill.
Sometime down the road.
That's
okay,
right. Whenever I run out.
When it's a slow season. But with you guys out there at CHI, that's never the case.
No.
Again, so many good positive directions you're moving in. Terry, great to have you.
Thanks, Bill.
You have a great weekend.
And you also.
I will definitely do that. Terry Anderson, President, CHI, St. Francis. In Breckenridge, 9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.